Proclamation number 4494 of 24th of November, 1948. Faith and Love, Constant Presence of God. It is enough for you to know that I constantly dwell among my own in spirit, that you are never alone if you profess me in your heart and before the world. And if you are convinced of this, nothing can frighten you or make you waver in your faith. But this faith in my everlasting presence also makes you mine who then also live in love because they believe in me, or also believe deeply and vividly because they live in love. For faith without love is unthinkable because one emerges from the other. Faith can always be gained if a person makes an effort to be lovingly active without any self-interest, because this awakens the spirit in him which mentally instructs the person such that he is able to believe that everything he is presented with, which is taught to him through my servants on earth or through my written word as truth of faith, is obvious to him. And therefore people who fulfill the commandment of neighborly love must also always be of the same opinion in matters of faith, because my spirit teaches the same everywhere and because I prevent my own from disagreeing with each other. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am in the midst of them. And I will truly impart the truth to you and make sure that my own stand in the sole truth. In the end time my own will be severely attacked and will have to answer for their thoughts and actions. Then you should just bear in mind that you are not alone in the face of hostile attacks, that you always have me myself by your side, that you need not fear what you should say and what words you should use to justify yourselves to those, for I myself will put the words into your mouth as soon as you only stand up for me and my teaching. Faith in my presence will always let you appear safe and fearless. You will not look for me in the distance but always be certain that I am your constant companion and will not leave you alone in earthly or spiritual adversity. And thus you will stand firm in the final battle until you receive final redemption through my love. Amen.